Karen, you want to start off how military women from a long ago until now?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that military women throughout our history have started actually in the Revolutionary War. Women actually accompanied their husbands to war so they could do the typical things like mend, cook, wash dishes, and all that. But they also accompanied them into war. Molly Pritchard, she was with her husband, and he was in charge of with one of the cannons. He became questionable whether he was injured or became incapacitated. Then she took over his position at the cannon position and started firing. And continue on to the Civil War. Civil War is very important because Dr. Mary E. Walker, who was actually a physician, was with the Union. She was actually captured by the Confederate, and she served 4 months as a POW. And Dr. Walker is the only woman to have ever been awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor.
And now there were some women called Marinettes, First World War, long skirts, big hats, and they were mostly administrative. There were probably some Navy nurses. Marines don't have medical, and so there were probably some Navy nurses who served at that time. Then we went on to World War II, and those are some of the women that are, at that time, stepped forward.
That's why we actually built the Woman Veterans Monument, the United Military Women of the Southwest. This is because we have heard so many stories. We had to get this done and let the monument speak for itself. Well, I don't know if you remember, we had two World War II veterans that were sisters.
Oh, yes.
You remember those?
Looked so different, but they were sisters.
One was in the Navy and the other one was in Army because she was an Army nurse.
One was Robbie Lee Scott, was an Army nurse, and she was in World War II and Korea and Vietnam. I visit her gravesite. She lived almost to 100, and she is now buried at Fort Bliss, and I stop and visit at her gravesite.
Well, you remember...
Remember her sister, Rose?
Well, remember that time we had them both together, and we were doing a flag ceremony, and we were presenting flags to them. Well, you gave Rose hers, and I gave Robbie mine. And Robbie was having a real bad day that day. And Robbie had been stationed aboard a ship that they had to do an abandoned ship. Well, when I was presenting her flag, but like I said, she was having a real bad day, and she hadn't spoke at all. So when I gave her her flag, and the only thing that she told me, and she looked in my eyes, and she says, "I remember them all." To be in the presence of women like this, and for Robbie, exactly, when she told me that, it set me back on my heels.
Well, and then she was the one, maybe a little hard exterior sometime. When you're a nurse, you see so many things that you wish you could help. She said, "Rose and I grew up together in the same room. We each went our way into the service. We both came home. She stayed single. Her sister married. Husbands had died. Children were far away. And now they were in a nursing home back in the same room together." Your turn for a story.
Well, I can tell you that the military has made very much headway.
Oh, yes.
So I joined in 74. I went to a school that was open to men, open to women. Then after the war, they shut it down. But then when I went in, they had just opened it again. So after boot camp, you know, you've been freshly brainwashed, and you were told to make a good impression, show up to your duty station early. So that's exactly what I did, because I definitely want to make a good impression. So I started checking in on the command down there in Pensacola, Florida. And then within a couple hours, I'm standing in front of the executive officer trying to answer questions. And I just had that distinct privilege. And the first words to come out of his mouth were, "Do you know what you've done to me?" Well, I'm an E1 talking to an O5, and I'm going, "No, sir, I do not. And he says, "I have accommodations for 73 young ladies. Do you know what number you are?" "No, sir, I don't." "You're number 74.
Whoa, you made it.
Oh, I made it quite the impression, trust me. Well, that night I got to occupy a barracks just by myself. I was so special.
Were you lonesome? Or a little scared?
I was still scared at that point.
Women have always served, whether they're serving their families, they're serving their communities. They're patriotic. They had love of country. They deserve to be out fighting, whether it was on the front line, whether it was doing a victory garden, Rosie the Riveter, all of the things that brought women forward. And women are now on the front. Women have always served. They're serving now, and we welcome those who come in the future. Women will still step forward. Women have a strong inner core. We'll still be there. So, yes, Karen, I wish you fair winds and following seas.
Well, Carol, semper fi.
Oorah.
Oorah. Thank you.